Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back, friends. Carlene and Jill here. We're your friendly neighborhood beauty editors turned podcasters. And surprise, we're here this Wednesday with even more damn good premium content. This time around, we're talking about inflation-proof new fall finds to add to your top shelf.
Well, you know, we did a whole episode last week and we had so many great finds. It was almost like tough to get them all in. And you know, I'm a drugstore girly at heart. So we were obviously not going to leave our budget babes hanging. Like in this economy, we need that guilt-free shopping, you know?
Absolutely. And in case you missed it, thank you to all of our friends who tuned in to our Pin TV debut last week. I'm finally a celebrity. No, just kidding. We did a live shopping event on Pinterest that was just so much fun. And we were doing our best, like Vanna White impersonations. If you're around our age, you know who that is. But it was a very cool experience. And I'm excited to be doing our next one. We've talked about getting back on Pin TV around the holidays, doing maybe a gift guide roundup. So stay tuned for that.
I mean, I feel like all of the holiday gift sets are already out. Like I was just on the Ulta
website.
So we'll probably be doing that one sooner than later so things don't sell out. But, you know, Pin TV and Pinterest, they really have live shopping on lock. I've been checking out lots of different live TV streams. Like I like watching people on Amazon Live. I like watching people on Live Scale. There's so many different ones now, but I feel like Pin TV, they really make it very easy for people from all over the world to join. And they have that like live shopping actually on lock. The links are there. You can click through. So it was very cool. And, you know, a friendly reminder that there are a lot of different ways to shop our show, Carlene, because of course, every single week we're recapping every episode that we do. We link to all of the products that we talk about because we know our pod fam, they're probably driving when they're listening to this or walking. But we also have an Amazon storefront that I always forget to mention on the air, but we have a USA storefront and a Canadian storefront, and we really go out of our way to make sure that the links are legitimate. I mean, I'm updating stuff on there every single week. So you can follow us on Amazon, and I've linked to our storefront in our Instagram link in bio if you want to find our store. And then once you find it, follow us because I am updating it a lot.
And if you're not, you know, if you're just here to hang out and hear us talk, you're absolutely welcome. You don't have to shop at all. That's completely welcome as well. And in fact, we've been contemplating doing an anti-haul episode, which is basically a roundup of the products we're not buying. And if this is a topic that's of interest to you, drop us a line. You know, we always love to hear from you.
And yes, of course, there's so many ways to listen to our show. You know, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Stitcher, and Amazon Music. I mean, Carlene, I'm not sure if you knew we were on Amazon Music as well.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know they were doing podcasts as well, but I do now.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. So if you use Amazon Music a lot, just find and follow us on Amazon Music as well, so you don't miss an episode.
A good reminder. And without giving away too much, I would say you're not going to want to miss any of our fall episodes that are coming up, because on this day, if you're listening to this episode on the day that it dropped or within a few days, Jill and I will be in LA live recording at the Dear Media Studio with a celebrity who probably a lot of you are fans of. We've got some Hollywood glam squad peeps who naturally we're going to squeeze all of the juiciest beauty secrets from them. And possibly, maybe, if the stars align, even though it's Mercury retrograde, we may have a reality TV star, and that'll really make Jill's dreams come true. We'll see. And stay tuned to our Instagram stories, because we're going to be like, you can come on our journey with us.
And TikTok stories. TikTok stories are so entertaining to me. Well, you know, lots of celebrities coming up soon. But Carlene, you actually, I felt like you met somebody. Was it during TIFF or what was the story there?
It was actually before TIFF, although I did go to TIFF. I went to a movie and Brian Cox was there at the screening. If you're a
Logan
Succession
Roy.
Fan, you know exactly who that is. What the? There's not enough bleeps in the world for Brian Cox. But before that, I went to a concert with Alicia Keys, and I went to this like VIP event. We took this big tour bus there. It was really exciting and fun. It was myself and a handful of other editors, and we got the VIP experience basically before the show. There's this thing called a soul chat with Alicia Keys, where there's probably like 30 to 40 people who get to meet with her before the show. And she was just so zen and so cool, and I'm completely in love with her now. And I know a lot of celebrities have that star power, Jill. We've been to a lot of press junkets, but hers was on a different level. It was so chill. Mm-hmm. Like, she actually is a super soulful person. The way she connected with each and every person who she talked to during that soul chat, I can't really explain it. It's almost like one of those things. You had to be there. It was very It was just very magical. I have a whole appreciation for Alicia Keys. Mm.
Well, this is why PR events are so impactful, right? Because you probably knew her, but now that you know her, you'll probably take a second look at her products and try them and actually be interested in, you know.
Well, I'm going to read her memoir. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They gave us the memoir and it's signed
by her. I'll believe that when I see it. Hard call out. I'm going to check in, everybody. This is on the record. I'm going to check in with Carlene in a month, see if she's opened it.
Okay. All right. Well,
she's got to put down the Scrabble first.
It is. It's true. She's calling me out on my Scrabble addiction. That's fair. That's fair. But I will say, you know, also, we got a little sample in the bag as well of her products. I do love all of her products. And I wanted to get her latest product for today's episode. Unfortunately, it didn't come on time. She's now launching with a daily moisturizer with SPF 30, which is like just the most basic skincare product in the world. But you know, from her, I feel like it's going to be sheer and good on all skin tones and everything's derm tested. And I've honestly been so happy with all her products. So I wish I could have had it, guys. But for the record, it's only $32 US. You know, maybe you'll try it before me and you can give me your review. Drop into our DMs.
Great. Well, I mean, she's a super talent. She's incredible. So we have some epic finds to review today. Everything, I believe, is under $35. Is that correct? We did the math.
For me, yes. Yep.
Yes. So that's very exciting. I think you guys are going to be really interested in some of these brand new launches. First of all, you know, of course, everybody knows about The Ordinary and The Inky List and Indeed Labs. Well, there's a new budget-friendly skincare brand from a beauty industry vet who actually worked at The Inky List and Indeed Labs, and that just dropped in this category. And in fact, Kaley Cuoco just used it at the Emmys. So I'm going to be talking to you about that. I'm going to give you my 2 cents on the $14 complexion product that's said to be a dupe for the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter. I reviewed it. Okay. So I'm going to try about tell you about that. And I discovered a new French pharmacy brand that's so good for sensitive skin that I've even given one of the products to my friend whose toddler has eczema. That's how gentle it is.
Okay. I'll be interested in that. For my part, Jill, you're going to be hearing my review of Halsey's new budget makeup line, AF94. I tried it. Everything is $10 or under, so that's really cool. And I'll be telling you all about my new favorite concealer. I love it so much. And also a $34 eyeshadow palette that's bringing me pure joy right now. 30 shades, $34. That's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
So spill your piggy banks, gear up your Apple Pay, and let's shop, honeys.
Pausing to share an important initiative for one of our longtime show partners, Nutrafol. So a few weeks ago, we interviewed Dr. Shoshana Kindred. She's the founder of the Kindred Hair and Skin Center in Maryland, the only dermatology office in her area that has a full service salon. And she actually specializes in hair thinning and hair loss. And in that episode, if you haven't checked it out, Dr. Kindred, she shared so many insights on healthy hair habits. But she also talked at length about how so many of her patients suffer with hair thinning, and they suffer in silence and they go through it alone because they don't realize that nearly 50% of women will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. And so we know that hair is so intrinsically linked to how we feel about ourselves and that self-confidence. And so we just need to get more people talking about hair thinning, and we need people to know that they're not alone. And that's why I'm glad that Nutrafol is aiming to shatter that silence. So, of course, Nutrafol is a clinically effective natural supplement brand, and they have a brand new forum to bring people together. It's called Shed the Silence. So this space was built to help women connect, discuss, and support each other through the emotional and social impacts of the often misunderstood changes to your hair. So they're really looking to normalize female hair struggles through shedding the silence. They're wanting to unite and support women through the personal impacts of female hair struggles like thinning and shedding. And they're creating this space to connect, share, and bond with others. So we encourage you to share your story or share this resource with someone in your life who you know may be struggling with hair thinning. By sharing our personal stories, we can help unburden the hair struggle stigma. So let's talk about it. Your hair story could help another woman. Join the conversation at shedthesilence.com. That's shedthesilence.com. We'll link to this URL in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's chat.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We tried it all and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411 and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Carlene, so you teased this a minute ago. You're going to be talking about Halsey's new diffusion line. So maybe you can tell everybody what you tried, what you loved. Let's hear it.
Absolutely. So yeah, Jill, you actually drew our attention to this, I think a month ago or a couple months ago, that Halsey, who launched her other line, which was called About Face, and people seem to really like that makeup line, that she surprisingly came out with this diffusion line called AF94. It's available at Walmart and everything is $10 or less. So unsurprisingly, it's very like cute, very young. I feel like, you know, teenagers are probably going to love this. TikTok is going to love this line. It's really playful. Like, for example, here are these are called the joy stickers, joy stickers. So, for example, these AF94 joy stickers, you know, they're all like little crystals that you can put on. There's stars and there's like hearts and little smiley faces. You can take your cue from the red carpets lately. So a bit of euphoria moment there. Those are like $10. And then she's got these great like lip and cheek multiples that you can use, which obviously NARS invented the multiple. These ones are like $9. And then the mascaras are really fun too. This is apparently one of Halsey's favorite products. it comes in black naturally, but also this really beautiful, like, turquoisey cobalt blue and like an orange. So really fun that way too. And I did try the mascara and I thought it was quite good, but it did flake on me a little bit by the end of the day. But it's like a really beautiful whipped formula that gives you a lot of drama as long as you, as long as you're not worried about what it looks like at the end of the day.
I'm curious, Carlene, she became really famous with the About Face line. I think everybody loved the matte fluid eye paint. There's like so many bold colors, like very saturated, very pigmented. And those are around $16. So I was just curious if she came out with a more budget friendly version of that idea.
So nothing like that exactly, but that doesn't surprise me because I would think you wouldn't want to cannibalize from one line to the other. But I will say that she launched these liquid eyeliners. It's called the Backline. And those have really bold shades. Like there's a really bright kind of lemon yellow and a cobalt blue. So I think there's these moments where you get that really saturated color. And like I said, with the mascara, but there isn't like an eye paint per se, you know?
Right. Okay, cool.
Yeah. But my favorite from the collection is the lip gloss. So this is it here. It's called the Give 'Em Lip High Shine Lip Gloss. It's $8 and it comes in six shades. The one I'm holding here, Jill, this is called Honey, I'm Home. And it's this beautiful sheer caramel. So what I really love about this, I'm just going to apply it as I do. So my voice is going to sound a bit funny. I'm going to pull one of those YouTuber TikTok moments where I talk while I apply. But what I love is it's that super high shine, glassy look that I have been obsessed with all summer. I've talked to you guys about this before. And so you really do get that high, high shine. But it actually lasts quite a long time. Like I was really impressed with that. It also has jojoba, so it's not too drying. It's supposed to, it's meant to be like moisturizing as well. But yeah, this is a fun time. For $8, you can wear it over a lip liner and get a little bit more definition or just on its own.
Yeah, I like that. I like that it's just so accessible, not even in terms of price point, but like pretty much everybody has a Walmart close to them. Like not everybody has a Ulta or Sephora close to them. And this is like the type of thing that you're not probably going to see at a CVS. So I do like how accessible it is just in terms of even just like getting your hands on it or seeing it in person or swatching it. Like very cool.
Absolutely. I honestly recommend it to everyone.
Yeah.
I really, really, my lips look bigger. So if that's what you're after, this is like a really good hack for that. They honestly look so full.
Yeah, that's kind of like
so good right
Fenty,
now.
Fenty Gloss Bomb does that too.
Yeah,
I feel like. And the Maybelline has a wonderful dupe for that product called Lip Lifter. And it's very similar to what you're talking about. Just like totally gives you that fullness and volume. And it's so affordable as affordable as well. Yeah,
it's like a third of the price of the Gloss Bomb, you know? So yeah, that one's definitely a winner for me. And now, Jill, I am actually so excited for you to tell me about this line that potentially is the next Ordinary or the next Inky List, because I don't know anything about it. So tell me everything.
It's a brand new range. It's called Community 66, and it's created by beauty industry veteran Dia Foley. Full disclosure, she's like a friend of our show. I mean, I've known her for a very long time, way back in the beginning of my magazine days. She worked at the Inky List and Indeed Labs and among other places like Red Earth, if you remember that brand, from our early days as beauty editors. And most notably, though, she was a longtime collaborator of the late, great Brandon Truax, founder of The Ordinary. So Dia just really knows all the right people in the industry. She has a really long career, and I personally think she just has excellent taste and knows quality just on a personal level. So I was very excited to see what she was bringing to market. And I think it says a lot about the range that it's nine pieces, and she launched it into Sephora right away, which I think that speaks to her credibility, right? Because not everybody gets that kind
of
invitation to come into Sephora right away. So like I mentioned, it's nine products. It's a fragrance-free line. And it has three cleansers, three moisturizers, one night cream that has retinol in it, one eye cream, and one mineral SPF. And nothing is more than $35. It's in Sephora only in the US, but it does have shipping in Canada and around the world. It's just that you have to do that conversion whenever you check out. So just wanted to give that disclosure. So the whole notion, the Community 66, I was like, 66, where did that come from? And apparently it's based on this researcher from the UK who said it only takes about 2 months for a new behavior to become a habit, to become automatic. And this is based on research from the European Journal of Social Psychology and a researcher named Philippa Lally. She's from the UK Health Behavior Research Center. So Community 66 was developed to take the guesswork out of building an effective skincare routine and to just inspire those consistent, healthy skincare habits. That's the whole idea behind the range. So I'm going to tell you what I liked from the range the best. And apparently this is a bestseller and it's a hydrating gel moisturizer. It's $25. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I find with, and you can see the packaging here, Carlene, it's like very beautiful, very calm, very neutral packaging. The fonts are like, look more expensive though. I would say this looks more expensive than it is.
Reminds me of Necessaire, the body care
line. Yeah, it's definitely a step up from the Inky List in terms of like design.
Right.
You would want it on your vanity. So sometimes I find with gel moisturizers that they almost like have so much alcohol in them that they can like almost sting my skin a little bit. But this one is really, really comfortable on the skin. It's not heavy. It's not greasy. It's not tacky at all. And it doesn't pill. That's the other thing about gel moisturizers. A lot of them do pill like underneath my makeup primer. So I found that this was definitely a standout for me. And the other thing that I think you would like, it's not really for my skin type, but they have a mineral SPF, an everyday mineral moisturizer with SPF 30, and that's around $30. And I personally found that it blended right away. It was really seamless on the skin. I just don't really like the feel of mineral SPFs on my skin. But I think if you're dry or you're sensitive, a lot of people are allergic to chemical filters and SPF. I think you would really like that product.
Yeah, I'll definitely give it a try.
Yeah. So anyway, those are kind of like the standouts, the bit of the overview from this brand. And I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about it in the coming weeks and months as they continue to roll out.
Yeah, I can't wait to try it. All right. So I'm going to hit you with another new product at Sephora. It's actually by Sephora Collection, which I think is a little bit of a sleeper hit in terms of affordable beauty. People sometimes sleep on Sephora Collection, their in-house line, but of course they have all the intel. They've got all the R&D. So some of their products are amazing. So this is the Sephora Collection Best Skin Ever Concealer. It's $15 US and $19 in Canada. There are 50 shades, which I think is super impressive. They launched this concealer to follow their Best Skin Ever foundation, which launched last year. And apparently that was a huge hit. People really loved it and they requested a concealer. So that's why they came out with this one. Now, at first I was like, ooh, should I even include this one in our budget episode? Because it's $15 US, which, you know, I know you can get like CoverGirl concealers and other concealers out there for under $10. But I just really felt that for the money, this is a really beautiful quality concealer. Like to me, this is right up there with the Dior's and, you know, the other concealers that you'd see on their site that typically retail for around $30. It's half the price of that. So this one is meant to be a full coverage, long wear liquid concealer, and it's really meant to do it all. So you can wear it for dark circles under your eyes. You can use it to cover up acne and anywhere where you have unevenness. So that's exactly what I've been doing for the past week. And I love this finish so much that I haven't even been using foundation, which for me really says a lot because I have a very uneven skin tone with a lot of redness. So I'm wearing it right now, as Jill can see, but nobody else.
Lovely.
And I think the fact that I have no foundation on whatsoever, it's just like, to me, just shows the power of this concealer. So it has a really quite large doe foot applicator. You know how I'm a fool for that. It kind of reminds me of Shape Tape, to be honest. Like I almost wanted to say that this is a dupe for Shape Tape by Tarte, but I do think it's slightly different. I think Tarte's is a little bit more matte. Maybe this is really designed to be a natural finish concealer, but that's what I love about it. The finish, you guys, the finish is just chef's kiss, like actual chef's kiss. It's so natural looking, even though you're getting that full coverage. And for me, that's just everything. I do have fine lines. I'm in my 40s, and I found even after a full day of wearing it, it did not settle into my fine lines. It kind of, I think that speaks to like the moisturizing or hydrating quality behind it. So yeah, this one's a total win. This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So I don't know how many of you have been paying attention to Fashion Week that's going on around the world right now. I think they're in Milan. It's the street style we're living for. Am I right? If you haven't seen any of the pics online, don't worry. I'm going to sum up the trends for you right now in just a few words. Lug sole boots. I love the way these add a bit of toughness to the season's midi-length dresses and skirts. It's an instant style update. Leather and vegan leather blazers, slacks, leather everything really, very chic. Oversized jeans with heels, of course. Cargo pants, the more pockets, the better. Men's style tailored vests, preferably with matching pants, so put together. And the classic white t-shirt returns, so affordable. They are done. Now the best part is you can shop these trends for less at Macy's VIP sale, just in time to get everything you need to inspire and update your closet this fall. From September 23rd to October 3rd, get 30% off regular sale and clearance items, plus 15% off beauty. That's 30% off all your fall fashion must-haves. There's still a few days left to shop the sale. And don't forget your beauty fall haul, of course, with 15% off happening now. Plus, shop the way you want to shop by picking up in store or curbside for your convenience, or get your new finds at your door with same day delivery. That's amazing. Check out Macy's.com for all of the latest trends at a great price. Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com. And then I want to tell you about another new launch just before we start getting into some drugstore finds. Tower 28, which I think if you're a regular listener, you know that we've become enamored with this line for sure around here at Breaking Beauty. They actually launched a Tower 28 mascara as well, but it is $20. So I was like, okay, of the two products, I'm going to talk about the one-liner, multi-liner instead, because I think that for the money, you guys are going to love this. So it's $15 US, $19 in Canada. It launched at the end of August. I'm holding it up here. Jill, it looks like a lip liner, right? That's exactly what it looks like. Really what it is, it's a skinny version of the iconic NARS Multiple. That's what it is. Because you can use it on your cheeks, you can use it on your lips, and you can use it on your eyes. I even use this on my waterline and it didn't irritate my eyes, which I think is pretty incredible. So it comes in these three shades that are meant to be kind of like universal nudes. So it comes in a light, a medium, and a dark. And the one that I actually like best is the dark one, because I can use it to contour in my cheek. And I can use it as a eyeliner, probably the easiest. And I just love the consistency. It's a creamy, it's got this moisturizing formula that has like shea butter and marula oil. So it just glides on. But I do find that sometimes when you use creamy eyeliners like that, it just smudges all over the place. But I didn't find that with this one. The only thing that I would say is that it does require a little bit of practice, because when you're using these really thin pencils, you know, if you just go really light with it, you're not going to get a lot of pigment, right? So I'm applying it right now. So I actually would do like two long lines in the hollow of my cheek and then kind of start to blend. And that's when you're going to get enough pigment. So you don't want to go too light with it. That would be my tip. But it really gives a beautiful finish. I just really, this is totally like a laid back LA look. That's how they described it. And I think it's very accurate. Green check mark.
Amazing.
$15. You can do your whole face. Like, come on.
So where can you get this one?
I'm not sure if it's available at Sephora yet, but it is available at tower28beauty.com.
Love to see it. Very cool. And it's clean, which I feel like a lot of people shop by that as well. Okay.
So there were a couple of good like Sephora type of finds that I think were good value for the money. Jill, I know you're the resident drugstore girly though. So hit us with those like dirt cheap finds that are actually damn good.
Yes. So I'm going to talk to you first about the Essence Cosmetics Lash Princess Liquid Liners. They're $4.99 in the US and $4.99 in Canada. I mean, Essence, bless them. They are rock bottom prices, no matter what the state of the economy is. Like $4.99? Are you serious? Like,
I know.
You can't even buy a coffee for $4.99.
So true.
It's amazing. So Lash Princess, as a lot of you know, the Essence Lash Princess Mascara, it made our Hall of Fame. It is iconic. It's like the number one bestseller on Amazon in mascaras. Like everybody knows it and loves it. And so this is their partner product drop in the Lash Princess range. And these are their liquid liners. Three different formulas. There's black, brown, and they have a waterproof version as well. So Carlene, I feel like this would maybe be your personal nightmare. Because
I have tried it and I would say, yes, it was. Absolutely.
This is not for makeup novices or people who don't have a lot of familiarity with putting on a liquid liner. So it's a felt tip pen applicator. And I personally, literally, guys, I got it on in one swoop. Like my liner today looks so good. Like it honestly worked really, really well for me. I liked the intensity of the color. I thought that it has like a chunkier wand to hold on to, like almost like a real marker, almost like a real fat kind of Sharpie idea, but it's short. Like it's maybe just a couple of inches in length. So I felt like I could get a lot of precision and a lot of control with this type of applicator, but felt tip pens, they're not for everyone. I totally get that. Now, I will say that the waterproof one is the one that I would wear if I was going out and about, just because I'm always concerned that liquid liner is going to transfer up onto my eyelid. And I primed my eyes really well and everything. So I didn't have any transfer with Lash Princess, just the regular one. But if I just wanted to have that insurance, I would absolutely just go for the waterproof one. And I found that it wasn't that hard to take off the waterproof. So I'm here to tell you that it's good. Now, listen, the real talk on felt tip liners is they do dry out. But that's why I think buying one for $5 is the move, because you don't want to use it every day. It's probably not something you're going to use every day. But if this was in my makeup bag a year from now and it was dried out, I wouldn't be that mad because it was $5. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the move. So I liked
it. What I should have done is tried the waterproof, because I think I tried the regular one. Maybe maybe I would have had some luck.
So did it transfer on you, or you found it too hard to apply?
Yeah, it transferred and went everywhere.
Okay. So maybe that's key learning. So just go for the waterproof if you feel like you're not, if you're worried at all about it transferring. Now, I did the whole thing of like priming my eyes and all of that, which, and I have powder underneath my eyes. So I do typically like set something like this so it doesn't move. But I know, I get that that's not for everybody. But honestly, $4.99, it's incredible. Jumping in to tell you about one of our show partners, Flip. So we know that even in 2022, there's a lot of frustrating things about buying beauty online. Like it can feel a bit clunky switching between social media and mobile apps on your phone or tabs on your desktop. And then once you finally do make your purchase, it can feel like forever until that package is actually at your front door. Well, Flip is here to change the game. Flip is a social commerce destination where you can discover products by flipping through instantly shoppable content posted by other people within the Flip community. So Flip really takes reviews to the next level. It's kind of like if TikTok and a beauty retailer app had a love child. So you can see video reviews and shop them in one click. Flip allows every shopper to become a creator by posting video reviews of their purchases, and they can earn commissions as well based on engagement and sales through their content. With Flip, you get a premium shopping experience that offers free same-day shipping, easy returns, white glove customer service, and of course, those coveted earned rewards. The rewards, they really are unmatched. You can place an order when you're ready and earn up to 30% off your total purchase from earned credits. So you can either download Flip from the Apple App Store or Google Play, or visit flip.shop. So you swipe to watch honest reviews from real customers, you vote and engage to earn rewards, and you can add items straight to your cart. I think it's genius because it's really rewarding you for what you're already doing, which is scrolling, shopping, voting, posting your own review to get those free shopping credits. And on Flip, they have tons of great brands. Like, I spied some of my favorite products from the Skinny Confidential. They have Super Goop on there. So up your beauty shopping game with Flip. Download the Flip app for free today and save 30% off on your first order with code BEAUTY. That's code BEAUTY for 30% off your first order. Code BEAUTY for 30% off your first Flip order. We'll link to this promo in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show. Okay, so I actually discovered a new French pharmacy find. It's brand new to Canada. It's called SVR, and the whole range, most of it is available on Amazon.com in the States. But I wanted to bring it to people's attention because it's pretty new on this side of the pond. They have it in the UK. They have it in France. And SVR stands for Simone Verret Robert. So it's actually named after a duo, a husband and wife duo, Simone and Robert Verret. And they are pharmacists from France. They developed this whole line in 1962. So kind of think of it like a more welcoming, more fun, and more happy version of like a La Roche-Posay or Bioderma, which are just so clinical sometimes. And frankly, not that inclusive in a lot of their images or their messaging, but SVR is very inclusive. And it's like people are using the products that are like repair bombs for their skin. And they're like laughing using it. Like, that's what I couldn't get over when I saw all of the images. It's just like these more clinical type of products that have that French pharmacy background, but they have like a lighter energy to them. And right, just in terms of the whole brand ethos, it's like look good, feel not good so kind serious. Of idea.
Not so serious.
And so the prices are more accessible as well, because I do find that with La Roche-Posay and that, even though it's drugstore, it's like it still can get up there, right?
Yeah. So my favorite product from the line, the makeup removing cleanser that I want to tell you about, it's quite a big package. It's 100 grams and it's only $22.
Okay.
So this is called the SVR Sensafine Makeup Removing Cleansing Balm, and you would love this. I need to like put this in an Uber and send it over to you immediately because
okay,
it's
I think
perfect.
I might have one of those.
It's perfect for sensitive skin. It actually says on it, it's for intolerant, reactive skin, fragrance free, and it takes off waterproof makeup. So that's why I reached for it. And it's like a really nourishing balm when you pour it out into your hand and then you mix it with water, of course, and massage it into your skin, takes off all of your makeup. Now, why I wanted to shout this one out specifically is because it only has 9 ingredients in there, which makes it, you know, more tolerable for sensitive skin types. And I don't know, I've had it in the past where I've used other cleansing balms, and then at the end, I literally can't see. Like, my vision is blurry.
It's true. Because I've had that as well.
So this one, no blurry vision at all. Oh. So it is a lot more gentle. And it's kind of like a balm in oil texture. That's what I would say. And I just felt like it's like a milky emulsion that really just takes everything off, but there's no residue and no sensitivity whatsoever. This is a winner for sure. And I teased this off the top that they had a product that I gave to my friend to use on her toddler. And that product is called, it's also a cleanser. It's their anti-itching cleansing oil. And it's for very dry to atopic prone skin. So anybody who has eczema will be obsessed with this. This cleansing oil is big as well. It's 400 milliliters. And this is only $25 in Canada. And they said it's for the whole family from birth, except for premature babies. So that's saying a lot. You don't see that on labels. And so I wanted to get everybody onto this SVR, get into it.
I'm going to get into it. I'm going to try it. And so is my family, because every time I turn around, somebody's got a new rash somewhere. Like my daughter just started getting one in the crease of, you know, what's the opposite side of your elbow? Like in the crease of her arm.
Aww.
And like in the crease of her leg. And I was like, oh, okay, this is probably another case of eczema or something. I don't know. So that's great. I'm going to give it a try.
So that's that. Dig it out of your bin over there.
I will. I'm going to. It was like SVR. What's this? But okay. Mm-hmm. So Jill, anything else at the drugstore that people can't leave behind this season?
Mm-hmm.
Before I give you my last one, which I'm loving so much.
Okay. So I actually tested out a TikTok viral product. It's from e.l.f. Cosmetics and it's their Halo Glow Liquid Filter. And there are 8 shades. It's $14 US and $18 in Canada. And why this was on my radar and why everyone's talking about it on TikTok is that it's said to be a dupe for Charlotte Tilbury's Flawless Filter. Now, Flawless Whoa. Filter is $44. This one is $14. So I'm holding them up here so you can see the side by side.
Okay, wow.
Pretty damn similar in terms of packaging. And so really what it is, it's a multi-purpose liquid glow booster infused with skin-loving ingredients. It has squalene in there, hyaluronic acid, as well as finely milled powders to give you that sort of like soft complexion Paris filter effect on your skin. So you can wear it 4 different ways. You can wear it alone. You can wear it over or under makeup, mix with your foundation, or you mix it with your highlighter. Just in terms of like product specifications, if we're literally comparing it to Charlotte Tilbury, the doe foot applicator, which I know you love, this one is way more giant. Like I'd say it's 50% bigger.
Oh, really?
The one from Cosmetics. Elf?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Look. Can you see?
Okay. Yeah, it is way bigger. That's hilarious. They got the memo. Jumbo bunny foot applicators are so in right now, you guys.
Yeah. So damn, if this is not, this is, I don't know. Yeah. The person working at e.l.f. needs to get a raise because they pretty much nailed this.
Yeah, it's a copycat. Tilbury.
Yeah, it really is.
Tell us, how about the actual formula though?
Yeah, so it feels so similar. I would say that the e.l.f. one gives you a little bit more coverage, which I'm not mad about as someone who has a lot of redness in my skin.
Yeah.
The Flawless Filter is something that I typically use like under my eye, just give it that brightening and in the center, like use it as a highlighter where I want to bring light to my face. But this one I was almost using more all over because it was giving me coverage. I was like, what is going on here? Now, so I used it, you know, a little bit more generously than Flawless Filter. It gives you more coverage. So I felt like I could use a little bit more or apply it in, on my cheeks and things like that. But yeah, it's pretty incredible, I have to say.
Listen, I have a question because the Flawless Filter, what I think has been so great about that is it gives exactly the right amount of shimmer. So it doesn't go overboard where, you know, you're really standing out. It's kind of like this very subtle, perfect, you know, walking the perfect line. So that's to me is that's what I want to know. How does e.l.f. compare with that?
Yeah, no, there it's I have it on my hand. I don't know if you can see, but they're nearly identical in terms of like, there's no chunky glitter in the e.l.f. one. There's no there's nothing that screams sparkle or that somebody young should be using this. Like
it and it blends in nicely.
Yes.
And all that.
Yeah. All of the above. And sorry, Charlotte. I don't often like to get on board with dupes, quote unquote, but it's out there and I'm sure, and people are talking about it. So I just am giving my 2 cents.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, I think we're going to close it out with a great big package. This is a gift to all of you. It's an eyeshadow palette from ColourPop and it's called Matte About You. So you open it up, Jill, and you can see there are 30 shades inside and truly it is a rainbow hue. We've got pinks kind of getting into reds, oranges, yellows.
Oh, wow. This is a rainbow. It's like all of the queen's outfits put together in a palette.
That's right. So on one side, we have like pinks and we have oranges, yellows, greens, blues and purples, like a rainbow. And I would say off the hop that this would intimidate me normally.
Yeah.
But I think that there really is a blend in here of, you know, once you get down to the bottom, it starts to get a little bit more neutral. So the yellows become, you know, almost like a trench coaty beige color and then a brown. Like, there are actually some wearable shades in here. And what I found when I started to play with it is that these pops of color were actually really fun and more wearable than I thought. So as an example, I wore this out to that TIFF event that I was talking about, the Toronto International Film Festival. And I was wearing a new pair of lime green shoes. And so I did kind of like a brown smoky eye and then I added a pop of lime green in just the inner corner on both sides. And I was loving it. Like, I started out just so gently because I didn't know how it was going to look. And then I just kept adding more and adding more. And like, I was feeling it. I really think this is such a fun palette to try. And what I love about it is the price point. So it is $34 US. That's like $46 in Canada. For 30 shades, I think that, you know, if you want to be playing and experimenting with color, this is such an affordable way to do it. So once again, this palette was created. It's sort of a spinoff of the original Gone Matte palette, which I also have here, Jill, which I also would say is a great buy because it is the same amount of money. So, you know, this is pretty much all of the more, you know, neutral type of shades that you would expect. And people loved it so much that they requested bolder hues from the brand. So that's why they came out with it. But I don't know about you and a lot of our listeners. When I have a palette, I just don't like it when there's a lot of shimmer. I'm not a huge shimmer person. So what I find typically happens is I'll go crazy on the matte shades and the shimmer ones are just sitting there.
Yeah.
So that's why I love that the whole palette is matte, because my vibe now is like, if I want to add a touch of shimmer, I'll use something like the Flawless Filter just in the inner corner or under my eyebrow. You know what I mean? Or I'll add those pops of highlight to other area of my face. I just think that shimmer right on the lid, to me, I don't know if it's just because I also have fine lines as well. Like, it's not very appealing to me. So having a whole matte palette, that's my vibe for sure.
Yeah. I would say there's an exception to that, which is those Violette paints. So I've seen one of those.
You're right.
Those are very shimmery. Yes.
They are. And those are like an anomaly to me. I don't know why I love those so much, but you're absolutely right. And I actually tried their matte ones and I preferred the shimmer ones. But yeah, I just think when I'm doing more of like a smoky eye and blending out and that, I find I'll put a shimmer shade on and it like wipes out everything I was doing and it just starts going all over the place. So I just prefer the matte to me. Is great. And ColourPop, I think we all know, you know, we've talked about their shadows in the past. They are very velvety, very silky. You get quite a good color payoff. Like, it's not the most pigmented. I'm sure there are more pigmented palettes out there, but it's a decent amount of color payoff that I'm comfortable with. So yeah.
So you're telling me right now that palettes are coming back.
Maybe. I mean, this is the first palette I've used in a long time, but like you probably can't see it because I'm not rocking my lighting right now, but I'm going to take a picture for you guys. But I'm wearing brown with the yellow, the bright yellow blended with it. I'm also wearing a yellow top. Like, I'm feeling it. I am.
Love it. Okay. Well, ColourPop we know if you haven't listened to our episode with the founders of ColourPop, go back and listen to it because they really did change the game quite literally. And we were on site there and we met them in person and they really don't give interviews. So I felt like that was such a score and we really learned a lot. So I think it was episode 100, if you want to go back and check it out.
Yeah. Well, just certainly when it came to budget beauty, they definitely, you can't miss ColourPop on the list. You know, they've got to be included in the roundup. So, and so, yeah, that's that. That concludes our epic Best of Drugstore Fall 2022 buys, everyone. Don't forget, everything that we talked about today is recapped over on our website, breakingbeautypodcast.com. Let us know if you try anything. What do you think? We always want to hear from you. Hit us up on our Instagram and in our Facebook private chat room. Ciao for now.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.